But now tonight, you know, from our platform in our Sunday and Wednesday, we're not looking for great speakers. We look to have people that really talk from their heart. And that's what we have tonight. And for me to get this speaker tonight, this talker tonight, to come up here, it takes a lot of work for me. I've had to work really hard. And yet I've known him so many years, he should be saying yes whenever I tell him to do anything. I think I've known him for probably 50 years, haven't I? How many? 30 years. I was hardly able to walk up to the speaker here. Anyhow, yes, and I've loved him all those years. He is just plain fantastic man. But he doesn't share that with everybody. You kind of have to squeeze it out of him sometimes, but he is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful man. And I've got him to, with a little power, well, see what I did when I overpowered him. And I got him to agree to share some of his thoughts with us tonight. And that is our Stan. You've got one more left.
You do, I know. So that means I'm speaking next month, I guess. I don't know. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stan. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. I want you to know the doors are now locked so nobody can leave. So you're going to be held hostage here for a few minutes. Oh, well, they can come and not go out. But I am... You know, I really love being able to share my life a little bit through all the classes and what Millie has taught us. It's been great, and we just have so many speakers, I just can't fit in. So it is interesting. Who remembers what I talked about last time? Anybody remember?
It's been so long.
It has been that long. You don't really? I thought everybody would be practicing. Remember the spiritual happy hour? Remember? See? Stirred a little moment. Well, tonight I thought I'd talk and give a little bit more studies on what's going on. But, you know, we always try to figure out what's going on in our life. And my life goes up and down in craziness. And so what I chose for the topic is, what are you grateful for? Or attitude of gratitude, could be either. But about a year and a half ago, I guess it started, you know, I kind of tweaked my back, had little problems here and there. And kind of listened, kind of didn't listen, tried to get it working. Well, it turned out that I was overdoing it, a little bit of age-related things, too. You know, I hate to admit that. It's hard when you turn 30, you know. I was diagnosed with sciatica, which for many of you know is lower back pain. It's not fun. And it really brings you to a screeching halt. So further diagnosis, an MRI revealed that it's arthritis of the spine and a few of those always degenerative discs, 1 through 5. And as you can realize, this is kind of painful. And what happens is it brings you to a complete stop. And when you're at a stop, you're either laying down in bed pondering what's going on in your life or why this is happening, you know, and then you realize what you're grateful for, because you can't get up and walk and go to the fridge or bend over or do anything in this experience. This is my experience. And so then I realize, you know, it's the funny things when you can't breathe or you can't walk. That's what you're grateful for. But you don't know it when you're doing it every day. You know, every day we got to be grateful for every little thing that we can do. So what this made me do is really look at my life to see what's going on. You know, what am I doing that's causing this? Because we are cause and effect. Somewhere in the back of our mind, we might have not thought good thoughts. And I'm not always good about that. You know, I think, oh, I'm not heavy enough, or I'm not don't have enough money, or I don't have whatever. But all of those negative thinkings go into your body and into your mind. And so what does the back represent? It represents support. It's your support system for your body. And it helps with sitting, standing, laying, whatever. It's your support system. So I looked up in You Can Heal Your Life, which is Louise Hay, which she has some suggestions and things. And the back problem represents, of course, lack of support. The lower back is fear of money, lack of being supported. The middle is guilt in many areas of your life. The upper is lack of support, feeling unloved, or holding back love. Well, throughout my life and through the last couple of years, I have all three of those, you know. A lot of things happen. My emotions affect my income, believe it or not. It's interesting. When you get into a thought pattern of lack and limitation, well, your money drops. So the only way this can show up for me is that it shows up in a back problem recently. So the affirmation for that, which is great, is I trust the process of life. I release the past. I am free to move forward with love, and I love and approve of myself and am supported in all of life. So that's pretty powerful. And so, of course, coming to classes and the church really helps me feel loved and supported in every way. It's really interesting. So I began to think of how this happened in my life. So it goes back a couple years with all the stuff going in that I was holding and not sharing and releasing. And part of it was things happening with friends. Part of it was work. Work was going through a big transition. We had a person that was leaving, wasn't really taking care of the business. And he ended up losing the business. But blessings happen through all of this. The other one was they own lots of properties next door, our property, the property next door to that. And it was in a trust. And so the main person that helped all this, well, he died, and everybody had low rents and all this kind of fun stuff. So, of course, the family comes in the work situation, cleans everything, fixes it up, and, of course, your rent triples almost, you know. So it's like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? But anyway, that's where it kind of started as I look back with my thinking and different things. And I'm only speaking for myself, you know, so I can't say what happens with other people or how they deal with it. But so what happened? It got my attention and it made me stop and think. I knew it was time right now that I had to start not only changing my thinking, but it was time to get busy with my body. And so I did hire a trainer and that helped and I was grateful for that. But a little episode there tweaked the body too. But I also knew that through that, not only mentally, physically, spiritually, but also food, changed some of my diet, and decided to start getting more massage. So start getting massages with Lori, who, if anyone hasn't used Lori, or even Louise, there's a difference between being massaged and being massaged by a healer. It's an amazing difference. And so Lori was that for me. And she had suggestions, and it really, you know, she just knew and intuitively knew. So I'm grateful. I love massage. And so between Lori and now I'm bringing Kimberly in, because Kimberly kept saying, you know, this chiropractor I think might be really good, you know, and you might try him. And I've done chiropractors. And it's funny, the old chiropractor we went to used to be in the same building. And I went to get an adjustment with the old one, and it wasn't quite the same. So I did go up to Dr. Brian, who's been here a time or two. And he also is a healer, an amazing healer. And so I think, well, the angels have been guiding me in this. Do you think any of this is an accident, that you get guided where you need to go? I don't think so. I thought it was all great. And so changing my mind, my body, and my thoughts, I'm healing, and I'm healing really, really well, and I'm grateful for that. So one of the things, I wasn't sure what I was really going to talk about. I had several ideas going. So it was only Tuesday. I had an appointment up in Carmel Valley for the chiropractor, and I'm driving on the way. And I always allow myself enough time to get there. And so I buzz down Washington Street. I live in Hillcrest, so I get on 5, and it's just bumper to bumper stopped. You know, I'm thinking, oh, great, you know. So I'm one of those people that in the car, I'm not as patient sometimes. I may not be as spiritual in the car, but I'm learning, you know. But I breathe, and I laugh. And so it's moving along slow, and it's now about, you know, it was 10 of 9 at that time when I first got off of Washington Street. Well, now it's like, you know, 5 of 9. And I the angels told me, get off on 8 and go 8. So I went 8 to 163, buzzing along a little better. Well, almost before 8:05, well, traffic stopped. It's moving at a snail's pace, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be late. What's going to happen here? And what, help me, angels, and all this. And, you know, and so looking around, it's just little symbols and little signs that you have to be aware of. So the next lane is moving a little bit faster. So here comes a big white van, and on the back of the van, in big bold letters printed, it says, what are you thankful for? And I looked around and I thought, okay, God, I got it, you know. You didn't really have to stop me in traffic to show me that. But I guess he did. So, you know, he did. And I'm thinking, okay, so I start breathing and saying, thank you, you know. And it made me really think about how much I am thankful for. I'm thankful for a lot. Thankful for every one of you here, whether you know it or not. Really thankful for Millie, because I've known her, as she said, for 30 years. It has been 30 years. And been in classes for most of those years. And I'm just a slow learner. Otherwise, I'd be the minister by now. Anyway, but we all learn at our own pace, so that's good. And, you know, but every day I'm... to be grateful for what's going on in your life, whether it's good or bad. The bad sometimes is hard, but it's teaching us a lesson, and always a lesson that we probably need to learn at the moment, you know. And, you know, that was a big wake-up call for me. I not only do I say it, but now I write things down. I have a little journal, and I think it's nice to remember. When we do classes, in the beginning, Millie will ask you to write down the class lesson, what it was, what it was about. Right in the back, what you're seeking or what your God stories were or something, you know. And it is true, you forget. You think, I'll remember what happened yesterday, and I don't, you know. You just, partially, it's age, I guess. But anyway, I start thinking, you know, what do we have to be grateful for? Gosh, we live in San Diego, one of the most sought-after places in the world. This is an amazing place. The weather, the rain that we've had, was that not a blessing? It's filled the reservoirs. Everything's green and beautiful. You know, I'm thankful where I work. I'm thankful for all of my friends. I learned during the process, which has been about a year going through all this stuff, you really realize who your friends are and what they do for you. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. One thing I had to learn is to ask. And I want to acknowledge Kimberly for a moment, because she stepped up so much. And she even went with me to the MRI and was, what, on a Friday night. And it was, I think we got out of there about 8:30 or something. But it was like, you know, I was so touched and grateful. I have several other friends that I'm grateful to. My neighbor stepped up next door. I never see him. And I tell you, he makes the best chicken soup you've ever had. And he was over all the time. What can I do? How can I help? Because I literally, for a couple days, was on a walker thing. And I thought, I've had enough of this. You know, this doesn't work anymore. It is interesting. I've known so many people in my life that it came and went. Been really involved in a lot of things, and I'm grateful I got to know them and their story and how they touched me. Everybody's like a pebble in the pond. It ripples out. You really don't know how you touch somebody. And I always say, friends, sometimes family, we're like the footprints, you know. They come into your life for a little while, they stay, they leave, but sometimes you're never the same when they leave, because they've left an impression. To me, it's just amazing. Was it Monday? I think it was Monday. I was having coffee. And there's a lot of homeless people in Hillcrest. And every once in a while, I will go up and strike a conversation with someone. You know, they're a person. They were doing something. And there was a lady, and I asked her what her name was. And she told me it was Mary. And I said, what can I do for you? Would you like a cup of coffee? She was so grateful for just a cup of coffee. And you listen, she was here, she has her shopping cart, and made me think, you know, all of her possessions were in front of her in this cart. And she was happy and she was grateful. And I thought, you know, it isn't about how much money you have, what kind of car you have, where you live. None of that matters. That's not what makes you happy. And a study I looked up on the internet showed that when you're grateful, you're happy because it makes you happy for what you have in your life and the people that are around you. So I thought that was kind of neat. Then I looked up in the Bible and under James, I know, Millie, I think you like James. James 1 says, "Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy and grateful, for when it's rough, your patience has a chance to grow. And don't try to squirm out of your problems. So let it grow, for when your patience is fully in bloom, then you'll be ready for anything. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him. And he will gladly tell you. He's ready to give you a bountiful supply of his wisdom. All you have to do is ask. But you have to ask in faith. If you don't ask in faith, don't expect the Lord or God to give you a solid answer." So that brings us back. What are you thankful for in your life? What knowledge, what good, what bad is in your life? Be thankful for it. Every experience brings a lesson, and a lesson of love and joy can be shared. How do you begin or end your day? Mine is with a prayer of gratitude, thanking God for the bed I have, my wonderful little cat that's next to me, you know, the sun shining, the rain, whatever, throughout my day. I always say, thank you, God, for all the people you're going to bring into my life this day, and how can I serve? I end my day with, thank you, God, for everything that you've given me in this day. And I'm grateful for everything and everything in life. I would like to suggest everyone to turn everybody and say, I'm glad you're here, or I'm thankful for you. You know, what a blessing each and every one is. And acknowledge, and to start acknowledging daily the good that you have in your life. Yeah, I'm glad everybody's here. You know what? When we look at it, it's so easy to see what we have that's good. We forget. You know, we do forget. So if you choose to take a journal, tell everybody when you see them how grateful you are for them. As I was leaving to come here tonight, my neighbor was going to a different church, and she said, I'm so glad I got to see you. You make me smile. Makes you feel good, you know, little things. And you know what? You never know what the future holds. It could be the last time you see that person. So you always want it with a happy memory. So, you know, I like to end it with, in everything give thanks. And that's from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. But I'm thankful for all of you letting me have this moment and to share just a little bit what was going on in my life. And I've learned and grown. Thank you.
Wonderful. That was just wonderful, honey. What happened to him? I think he asked and God stepped up to help. Stanley Steamer, that was tremendous.